Hola, bienvenidos a Del Taco al Tango. Today we have a show, and it's a call, in fact.
Oh, I was wondering why there's no one here in the studio with us.
I know. Well, in fact, we're going to call our dear friend Ross.
Ross Huntley.
Yes, because he was the winner of the groups, remember?
We had a competition to see who could start the most successful group. And Russ Huntley started a group called Movies, right? It's about movie quotes.
Yeah, movie quotes. I love it. It's really good. But sometimes the quotes are pretty difficult.
That's true.
It's like, I don't really know this. So we're going to call him right now to his house in the U.S. And in fact, it was his birthday. So we even sang, not Las Mañanitas, we sang the Feliz Cumpleaños.
That's right.
So let's listen to it.
All right, folks, we are calling listener Russ Huntley.
Huntley?
Russ Huntley.
I always call him Russ Le Huntley. Anyway, and it was his birthday yesterday, so we're going to sing happy birthday.
Hello, Russ. This is JP.
Hey.
Hola, soy Liliana.
Hola.
Hola. Welcome to Studio Fiesta. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well, thanks.
Okay, I need to sing to you happy birthday in Spanish. Are you ready?
Oh, great. Okay.
Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños.
We're marching.
Feliz cumpleaños, Rosito. We're going to call you Rosito.
Rosito. Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Couldn't leave it there. How are you doing? Happy birthday.
So you're 42 now, right?
Yeah. I'm old.
No. Muy joven. Todavía estás muy, muy joven.
So we are recording this, Russ, just to let you know, so don't say anything too outrageous or scandalous, but we are calling to congratulate you not only on your birthday, but also for winning the group contest.
Yay!
Oh, thanks,
Now, you started the group, what is it called, Movie Quotes?
The Movie Quotes on, That was, and like movie trivia and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was widely successful. You know, when I was preparing for this interview, Russ, I printed out one of the pages and I printed out an entire stack because there's 20 pages here. Liliana is making a disgusted environmental face at me.
No. Yeah. Well, I am. Is that
she
I'm
is.
Against printing. No, but seriously, you know, we usually, Ross and I, we exchange emails and we love movies. Mm-hmm. So we're always like, oh, ¿viste la película de no sé qué? ¿Viste la película? Y siempre vemos, bueno, más o menos las mismas películas.
That was too much for me.
Okay, is that, maybe I'm speaking too fast, right?
Too fast. I get the words.
Okay, you always see the same movies, right?
Yeah. Well, usually the new ones. We're like, oh, did you watch this movie and that one?
And you chat about them. So what movies have you seen lately?
Who, me or him?
Oh, Russ. So, Russ, what movies have you been seeing lately? Have you been going to theater or just renting them? Or?
No, we mostly rent movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's old movies, new movies. Like, the latest one was an old one. You know, the Monty Python's Holy Grail, just because the kids liked it.
So. Excellent, yeah. I'm not dead yet.
That's one of those movies that quotes come from, you
absolutely,
know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, and what would be your favorite movies of all time?
Boy. You know, I guess I'd have to say, I know it's kind of maybe nerdy, but Star Wars.
Oh, I agree.
You know?
Do you have
I'm a sci-fi nut. I love sci-fi and like Lord of the Rings or any of that kind of stuff.
Really?
All those movies.
Russ, I gotta ask.
Yep.
No, don't do it.
I'm going to ask.
No, I knew you were gonna do it.
Do you watch Battlestar Galactica?
I do, you know, I do, and you know what happened? I recorded the whole season, and we lost it on the DVR.
Oh, no.
So I didn't get to see any of the last season.
Okay, let me tell you something, and this is true story. I think sci-fi is super, very nerdy. I don't want to offend people, but I really think that. No, but wait. You know, one time, JP and some people here at the office, they were talking about it, and they were like, oh, yeah, Silence and all this stuff, and I'm like, are you, like, talking tech thing or nerdy stuff? It's like, no, it's Battlestar Galactica.
That's right.
So he gave me the DVDs. I'm hooked. I loved it.
It's a good
show. You can't
help
it. You get drawn right in.
It's a good show, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a soap opera, but in, like, space.
In space.
Anyway, it's good.
Yeah, so you have several threads on there. Right now in front of me, I have summer blockbusters. All the flubs, Russ, get cut. So. Yes. Nobody's going to hear me flub.
What is a flub?
Flub?
Like a mess up.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
See? You know, like we're speaking American now.
Yeah, I know. Please. I don't understand.
So the latest thread was 2008 summer blockbusters.
Yeah. You know, we haven't seen anything this year at the movies.
Really?
And that, as far as the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the one thing I had been waiting to see was maybe the Indiana Jones one. And Lily and I talked about that. And apparently that didn't turn out so well.
Yeah, people are angry about that one.
About which
one?
Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even watched it because I know I'm going to be very disappointed.
And I'm
No, seriously, I'm a big fan. And someone told me that there's even aliens in the movie.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
There are. But you know what? In the first one, there was the Angel of Death. In the second one, there was like...
Yeah, but
you know, people eating hearts.
Yeah, but okay, that's normal for
us.
Well, you know, the Mayas, that's because what they used to do, all these sacrifices.
It was the Aztecs
that
sacrificed.
Oh, yeah, sorry, the Aztecs. But anyway, I really want to watch Batman, the new Batman movie.
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
I haven't seen that. I want to see that, and Iron Man, and...
Saw Iron Man in the theater.
We went together to the theater, which is very strange here in China, because obviously, you get all the DVDs.
There's pirate DVDs all over the streets.
Yeah, so usually going to the movies is very expensive, but we went, and it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And
was
Robert Downey Jr., I love him.
Yeah.
Such a good actor, really.
So, Russ, how is your Spanish going?
It's going pretty well. You know, I feel like I can... write quite a bit.
I know
I make mistakes, and
so do I.
I can read quite a bit of what everyone else writes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have trouble speaking.
Okay, well, you gotta practice.
You know, yeah, I know, and I say stuff out loud, like when I'm driving the truck or around to the family or stuff, or if I'm out in the woods by myself or whatnot. But if it comes down to actually, I'm gonna say something to somebody, my brain goes blank.
Right. So. Right. That's normal. That's normal. That's that's a normal stage. Now, you told us before that you used to listen to Spanish Pod with your kids in the truck.
Yep.
Is that still going on? Are they sick of us yet?
We still do. I force everybody to listen.
Okay.
And they're like, no, not again.
They'll want to listen to music. They say, no, we're going to listen to Spanish Pod first. But what the nice thing is they picked it up. You know, and I play a lot of the lessons. You know, I kind of cycle through them on my iPod.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter will, I know what they're going to say, or I know what that means. And she'll just, you know, spout out a translation. And it's pretty good. She's 7 years old, you know. So.
Wow.
That's great.
They're picking it up really fast and not even trying.
Wow. You know, it's very exciting for us to hear about that because, you know, we work in a studio.
Yes.
We don't see the results.
Yes, at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny when users tell us that they actually use it. You know, it's great. It's a great feeling.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
You know, I love it. And it's, you know, it's kind of, it becomes like a passion, I guess. And then you kind of, I don't know, something I tune into you guys every day and listen and or just read. What's on the pages, and even if it's, you know, not a lesson that I can actually do yet, but it's just something I really enjoy.
Well, we really look forward to your comments every time, Russ.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're starting cool groups. Do you have any ideas for other groups? Any other discussions?
I gotta think of some more. You know, I made up one that was I didn't make up the group, but I participated in, like, there's a cooking one of the recipes. I love cooking.
Oh yes.
And I like cooking with Tabasco. That's a cool show now. Yeah. You know what's neat about that, too, is to see how you together and talking sort of naturally. Instead of doing a show, you can't, you know, see facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to be able to see your expressions and, I don't know, kind of read your faces as you're talking. That helps, I think.
Wow, glad you like the videos.
That's
a big deal.
It's awesome.
No, we love them because after he cooks, we get to eat it
all. That's exactly right.
I love it. And usually because we need a kitchen, we have to go to my house or JP's house and everything. So we have to record like 3 to 4. We eat so much.
That's right.
It's so good. I love it. Yeah, we're thinking of making tamales, but I think that's going to be hard.
I don't think so. It's just, Lily, we're just going to have to sit around the table and make the tamales for hours like Mexican women do every day.
That's amazing.
Have some fun, you know.
That's right.
That's amazing. Seriously, now I understand why sometimes Mexican women, they're always in a bad mood. That's the only thing they do. They're always at the kitchen. The best thing to, you know, hang around the kitchen, mm-hmm. talk, eat at the same time.
Yeah.
Definitely. One of our passions here in Absolutely. Spanish, but we always talk about food.
All right.
Well, that's one of the reasons I like the video, especially there was the one that was that Leo posted. It was like wasn't part of the show, but it was afterwards, and it was just you all, I guess, in a kitchen.
Oh, the first attempt.
That was our test video.
That was neat, too, because it was kind of relaxed. It wasn't very formal, and mm-hmm. it would be like me cooking in my kitchen with a bunch of other people or something.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. We were just trying to get the concept down to see if we could really do a cooking show, and we were so happy with that when we posted it.
Yeah, but it was funny because he was saying everything was wrong. You know,
that's right.
The recipe, he's like, yeah, you can put some racines, and racine is like, what does that mean? It means like he wanted to say roots, right? And then he was saying like something 600 Fahrenheit, and
yeah,
he was thinking
he didn't know the degrees.
It was a mess.
So we had to fix it with the subtitles.
Yeah. Anyway, we're really happy that you like it.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for calling me. This is awesome.
We're happy to call you, especially since you're the winner of our group contest. And what was the prize? It was, do you remember?
The prize
two
was
months.
For us. Oh, yeah, that's
okay.
true.
This call and 2 months of premium.
Okay, so the prize was 2 months of premium subscription and this phone call?
Yeah, the interview. Yeah.
Wow, we're cheap.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
But we're so grateful that you made this group, and it's so, and we're so happy that it was such a big success. Now, one thing before we go, Russ, do you have any lesson? Do you have any lesson suggestions for us? Anything that you'd like to hear?
If you could make something that was sort of construction related.
Construction related.
Yeah, it's funny, the people that I, if I meet people that speak Spanish, they tend to be on, in the summers, I end up on construction sites surveying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the winter, I'm in the office on a computer, or a lot of times we're out in the woods just doing boundary surveys, but there's a lot of construction in the summer, and there's a lot of work crews that speak Spanish. There's one right beside my office now.
Mm-hmm.
But you need like the construction vocab, or you need more like, can you please put it? We know nothing from construction. You have to help us out. Maybe send us the English.
The other day when I went over there, there's this house they're tearing down to put up a school building, and there's some cool shingles on the roof. They're old slate. And I wanted to say, hey guys, what's going on? What are you going to do with those shingles?
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I froze up anyways and didn't say anything. And I just kind of smiled, nodded, and walked on. But, I wanted to go say, hey, guys, or, how would you just say that? Hey,
Hey, guys.
Hola, hombres. Or,
sure.
You know what I mean?
You can start with that.
No, you can start with that. It doesn't matter. Or you can say, hola, ¿cómo están? Mm-hmm. Like general. Can even say, what you doing? Like, ¿qué está pasando? Mm-hmm. And that's just going to pick up,
Or ¿qué tal?
Yeah.
Yeah, or ¿qué tal?
Mm-hmm.
¿Qué tal? What's up?
Yeah, that's a great way to start the conversation.
I guess that's something else. Guys are out all the time, and I know that I had spoken to one of the guys, and apparently they don't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Or they speak as much English as I speak Spanish. So.
All right.
We had a labored conversation.
I bet you learned a lot from it, though.
Yeah, I learned at least I got up the effort to go talk to somebody. I just got to speak in Spanish now.
Mm-hmm.
Are there Mexicans or what nationalities? Because, there's Salvadorians
right. And,
yeah.
I don't know. And I know I could hear, the guys were speaking Spanish. I understood that. But, I can't recognize accents from different places. I can tell the difference between, I think, Iberian Spanish.
Mm-hmm. All right, Russ, we're going to give you a challenge. We're going to give you a Spanish pod challenge. You got to say hello, and you got to ask them where they're from.
Yeah, that's a great way to start. Like, ¿de dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
All right.
All right. Well, we expect to hear back from you, Russ. We want to know how the challenge goes, all right?
Okay.
And,
Russ, I just want to say that I really, really appreciate all your comments. You're a great user. Seriously, one of our favorites. And happy birthday again.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, Russ.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for coming on our show.
Sure.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.